response.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
This program is paid for by Investor Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investor Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Investor Schooling Live with your host, Larry Steinhaus, CEO of Investor Schooling.
All right. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the thunderous world of Investor Schooling Live. We're roaring from the epicenter of finance, our Investor Schooling studios at the mighty Investor Schooling headquarters here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania.
Wow!
ChatGTP at your service. I'm Larry Stein. Hold on. Wait, let me finish. I'm Larry Stein. That's the powerhouse and CEO of Investor Schooling, and I'm absolutely pumped to have you on board. We are not just here to dip our toes. We're diving headfirst into the electrifying world of real estate investing, stock options trading, and an ocean of financial insights that will make your head spin. Hold on tight, because this is not a one-way street. We want your voice to shake the rafters. Dial us up anytime. Come on, I gotta get through this, guys.
Are you running to the house? What's
Dial us up anytime during the broadcast at 855-939-1137.
That's
855-939-1137.
No, it's not. It's 855-939-1137.
Okay, now let me finish, okay? I got to get through this because it's hysterical. And we're ready to tackle your questions about money, finances, or whatever's on your mind, even politics. No topic is off limits. But wait, there's more. We're not just shaking the airwaves. We're also tearing it up on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube. Make sure your presence is known. Drop us a comment and let us know you're in the house. Because here's the deal. The only way I can see you online is when you make a comment. Investor Schooling is all about action. We're here to teach you real skills like real estate investing, stock options, tax saving strategies, and the art of achieving financial freedom. This is terrible.
Can you add in the end that I'm selling a kitchen sink if somebody's interested?
This is terrible. All right, so crank up the volume and prepare for explosive learning experience. Get ready to charge into entrepreneurship, real estate, and stock trading, all led by your financial dynamo. That's me, Larry Steinhaus. This is Investor Schooling Live, and we're here to help you seize your financial destiny with a thunderous raw. All right, I changed the beginning. How's that?
So where's the brick and mortar?
Oh, yeah, we're a brick and mortar.
Where is the brick and mortar?
They, I guess they took it out. You know, ChatGPT,
it's not acceptable.
ChatGPT decided that wasn't that important. And they didn't, the whole thing about Bucks County and where we are and where we're located is all gone, right?
Yeah, so ChatGPT ruined it for us.
Oh, that was funny, though. It was a
great number is still the same. 855-939-1137.
Oh, all right, God, so it's great. 10 o'clock in the mornings, and we're usually on at 2. So if you guys are listening to the show for the first time and have no idea what's going on, we've been doing this show for about 6 years. I'm Larry Steinhaus. I'm here with my co-host, Dr. Debbie Anderson, and my other co-host, Omri Morad. And we just have fun. We work the school at Investor Schooling. I'm the CEO. Debbie is sort of my partner. And Omri is sort of my...
There.
What is he?
Does anybody know
what he is?
He's just hang out.
He's the official unofficial tech guy. I keep saying that every time.
He's the official unofficial whatever he does guy.
Yeah.
And he's also the worst landlord. That's another story. We'll get into that in a second.
And he's a comedic genius and he just doesn't know it.
Yeah. So this show, we own this hour. We do whatever we want with it. We talk about real estate. We talk about stock options. We talk about making money. And we also have a little bit of fun. So if you listen to the show for the first time, you might want to write down this number, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. And the reason you want to write down this number is because I promise you there will be something interesting to talk about. So 855-939-1137. All right, let's get started, guys.
What do you want to talk about?
I had to shut you up before the beginning of the show.
Okay.
Because you were talking about a tenant you're about to let into your place, right?
Correct, yeah.
So I want to talk about this tenant because, as usual, Omri, being the worst landlord, is about to make a bad decision.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us about this tenant.
So this tenant is applied, and I accepted them for my house in Upland.
Right. What was your their credit score?
Their credit score is below 600.
Okay.
Both.
Okay. Both, couple. Both of them.
It's a grown-up couple.
And how many times have they been evicted?
Never.
And how many times have they gone to court for eviction?
Never.
And what happened when you talked to the landlord? The old landlord?
They were in a house that owned by a very, very known contractor and investor in Delaware County. His name is...
Don't say anything.
Yeah, exactly. Right. And he sold the house. They were living in the house in Trainer for 6 years until he sold the house. They actually, his property manager, she's a very nice lady, she sent me pictures of how they actually left the house when they left. They cleaned the carpet professionally. They painted. After 6 years, they gave him the house in a condition that he barely needed to do anything to the house.
All right, so let's go back to their credit. Why was their credit below 600?
It's a good question.
And they don't pay their bills on time?
It's not they don't pay the bills on time. I think they just applied for too many credit cards. The one court case I saw is with a credit union for $1,300 for a credit card of one of those companies that try to sell you through the TV. You American, you just buy. For no reason.
People take advantage of poor people.
It's crazy.
So another thing. Okay, so now let's go. You did the credit. What's the rent on the place, by the way?
The rent is $1,500, and because they have two dogs, I increased it to $1,600.
Okay. Now, here's two dogs. Wow. And now here's another question. What are their incomes? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah. They both make pretty nice income, and they may bring together around $8,500. They have pay stubs and checks.
Okay, great.
And they both of them work for big companies.
So you decided, under my advice, to take 2 months security. So you take first month, last month, and 2 months security, correct?
Correct.
All right. So then you came in here this morning, and you were talking about what you were going to do. What were you going
to
do?
So I have two options. According to the agreement, they need to move in on the 15th.
Okay.
When people need to move in on the 15th, I need to be there at least twice more. I need to cut the grass. I need to maintain the house in the way it is right now. They ask if they can move in earlier.
Right.
If they move in earlier, they need to pay an extra half month.
Half month rent or half month?
Half month rent.
I got a solution to your problem.
So I have two options.
Okay.
I cannot charge them the full month for October.
Right.
Or I cannot charge them to securities.
Right.
Well, or I can wait for October
15th. So slow down. I want to make sure I know you're an immigrant, and I know you don't know what words to use,
mm-hmm.
but you never charge anybody security.
No, you hold.
Right.
You hold security. I know.
Right.
Of course.
Okay, so go ahead.
Close to your microphone.
So I lost one of the cameras. I don't know why.
Good.
I lost your camera.
I hope it's my camera, because I always scare people. So I have one option, which is to wait until October 15th,
okay,
and then to get my money and get half month.
All
or
right.
I can give them the keys on Monday or on Sunday, okay? And they will complete an extra security for me to hold by October 15th.
Okay.
So it's the same amount for rent or for security that I can get right now. I would rather get the rent right now instead of hold another half security that I believe, I know we have this agreement here, I believe that I will see by October 15th.
So you think you're going to get your security money, the half of security, on October 15th?
I do, and if I won't, I'm not sure I care so much.
Oh, you don't care. That's a big problem, too. So here, part of this is not just about caring. It's also about the obligation of them when they agree that they pay it, because right away they're sending you a signal that says, "Oh, okay, if you don't care that they give it to you and you don't go try to collect it, what's going to happen is they're going to say, hey, I could easily take advantage of this landlord."
So the thing is, and we need to talk about the law, when you collect two securities, after 1 year, if all payments are in time, you need to give one back.
Correct. Don't tap that.
So you know me, we're friends for many years,
right?
And I have problems to borrow or to hold people's money. So that's why I'm, if I need to give it back in a year, and I know those people will stay there for more than a year.
Well, that's fine.
If I need to give it back from a year, in a year, I'm okay with it. In
so
a way.
Why don't you do this? Why don't you give them a break? I need to give them the half a month for free, or say I'm going to take a month and a half security. Don't make, you're going to put too much pressure on yourself and the tenant by making them come up with that half a month security by the 15th.
Why won't leave it like that? And if they will pay it by the 15th, great. And if not?
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go for it. I'm just telling you, I think that it's a major red flag already.
Which break will you give? The rent or the security?
So the funny part is, if the people said that they're going to move in the 15th,
yeah.
The second they say they're going to move in the 15th, I'm like, you want to move in early? I'll give you a couple of days. I'll let you move in for free. So that's just what I do. I
mean, me too.
I do it is
me
I do
too,
it
me too, yeah.
I do it because it's so much easier.
But not half a month. Half a month is a long time.
Whatever. I don't care. You decide what you want to do.
As the house is empty,
right?
Of course I want that people will be there.
The electric goes in their name before they move
everything,
in.
Everything, exactly.
So
they took,
me,
by the way, I got the email from Pico and from Chester Water Authority. They took the bills on their name by now.
So, you know, it's up to you.
Exactly.
And if you want to go through it the way you're going to go through it, my thing is, I think if you told them, yes, you need to bring the 2 month security to move in, I bet you they would have it. That's the biggest issue that I have with it. If you say, look, you can move in early, but I need everything we've discussed plus the extra half a month, and I bet you they will find it. They will beg, borrow, and steal to find it, and they will move in.
I agree. They live with a family member right now in an area they don't want to stay. I think that's what's pushing them to move in, sure, as fast as they can, because they had enough. They are there for over half a year. And I think after almost a month that I'm looking for people, I really hope I found the right people. What's going on out there right now? I think we anticipated that during COVID. We arrived to a point that out of, I think, 12 applications that I got for this place, them and one more, I think Section 8 tenant, are the only people that don't have evictions in their records. 10 people applied with evictions.
I'm finding it interesting that I'm having a tougher time finding tenants right now.
You feel the same thing,
yeah,
in Lansdale?
Yeah, I'm finding it tougher. Well, just the one that I have right. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I'm having a tough time finding tenants right now. They're not responding as fast as they used to.
I know.
Now, I also, you know, like I talked about before, I also tend to push rents up. So I'm probably a little bit high. And that's probably why people aren't responding. Like, who would want this for this price? So I need to back it down and see what happens. But I actually think we've hit the peak of where rentals are going to be, and probably the peak of where houses are going to be.
I agree. And I think if we push it more, what we are actually bringing is desperate people.
Right.
That
exactly.
Will pay
right.
Everything because they have no other option.
Because they have no other option. Exactly. And then they
and
can't afford it anyway.
That's scary. That's why I am lowering.
Right. I agree.
Yeah. What do you think, Deb? What do you feel? In your rentals.
I'm not struggling with this right now just because I only have the one rental that I'm having somebody move in. But I did have to go through, I don't know, I guess I had to go through about 2 months to try to get a couple renters in. And I went up there at least 3 times a month. So I guess I was having trouble getting this top unit rented.
Yeah.
So.
This is your favorite property.
This is my favorite property.
This is the Monroe property. We've been talking about this for a year now.
Yeah.
But look, here's the deal. You now have a good contractor working on that, and I think this is going to go good.
I hope so.
I hope so. I can't do much more. I've certainly slimmed. I was talking to somebody. I'm like, I'm on the stress diet, and I've lost a ton of weight, so that's always good.
You know what? We are doing this mistake because we are not buying and renting. We're buying, renovating, or in your case, buying, building, and renting. And we need to listen for the voices around us. When I did Marshall Street, everybody told me, I'm not saying everybody, but people told me, no chance he will finish this house in this price. I show the contract, the invoice, said there is no chance he will do it for this price. And I felt happy. I said, yay, I got the best price.
All
but
right.
He didn't finish. And that's the thing. And we need to understand that prices went up, and maybe they will still go up.
They may go down. Right now, we're kind of like in the holding pattern.
I agree.
I'm gonna suggest that come this spring, there's gonna be more inventory. More people are gonna start to say, hey, I can't afford my house anymore, and more inventory is gonna go up, and the market's gonna actually come down, And interest rates will never be 3.5% again, at least in my lifetime. No. They might be 5%, but I don't think they're going to. I think where they are right now is probably where they're going to stay for a while.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I would just want to put the number out there again, 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Look, if you're a tenant, if you're a landlord, and you want to talk about some of the ways you do this, that's fine. But I want to talk about something else that came up.
Okay.
So this week has been a crazy week of people that I've been talking to that have been getting ripped off by so-called real estate investors. And this has been insanity. So what's happening now is because everything is going crazy and all these, I hate to say it, all these gurus out there that aren't even real gurus, you know, they've been doing real estate for 2 years and like, oh, I'm going to teach everybody how to do this.
Yeah,
and they were doing it wrong and they haven't gotten caught yet or gone to jail. They're now teaching it to other people who are learning it wrong and going to jail or will be going to jail.
You talk about the YouTube marketing experts. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and what's crazy is I've taken a look at some of the deals that people get involved with. Last night, I happened to put a post on Facebook, and my post on Facebook, let me just see if I can read it exactly what it said. My post on Facebook said, be careful how you structure a deal with partners. The wrong paperwork could put you in jail. Now, this I actually had a flurry of comments on it, but I had a couple of people reach out to me last night, and they're like, hey, maybe I should rethink this deal. What do you think of this? I had one guy, I was on, had a chat with him for an hour about this deal he was doing. Now, the guy I've never met the guy. He appears to be intelligent, but I want you to hear what I heard.
Okay.
The first thing I hear is he says that, yes, this guy wants me to put up $100,000 into this building, and it's worth $20 million, and he's going to give me half ownership.
So
that doesn't make any sense at all.
He's the money lender. The guy that you talk to, he's the money?
I don't even know if he thinks he's a money lender or not. Apparently, give this guy $100,000, $100,000.
And you're going to get $10
million equity? And you're going to get $10 million equity.
That doesn't make any sense.
Not only does it not make any sense, but first thing I said was, but that's a major red flag.
No,
thinking the guy would go, oh, yeah, maybe I shouldn't do it. No, he wanted to keep drilling and drilling and drilling and drilling. No, but I heard this guy, he has a TikTok video, so the TikTok video must give him credibility, right? I mean, unbelievable. The people out there are getting scammed by this stuff. Oh, he has a TikTok video, and I spoke to this guy who's a partner of his who said, oh, yeah, this guy is definitely the guy. You want to get involved in this guy, blah, blah, blah. Whatever he said about him. And then I said, okay, what's his name? I look him up. He's a broke real estate agent.
Oh, wow.
Right? That's the one guy. Then there was a whole set of like five of them that were talking to this guy, including, finally, he goes, well, there's also an attorney. And I was like, okay, well, tell me about the attorney. So I look up the attorney. The attorney is, she's a notary. She's not even an attorney. And I'm like, I said, where's your PPM? By the way, if you don't know what a PPM is, a private placement memorandum or a prospectus is what you need. So if you're an investor and somebody wants you to invest with them, they must have either a private placement memorandum or a prospectus. If they do not, you say, have a nice day. Be lucky I'm not calling the SEC and having you arrested at the moment. Because that is so important. There must be the rules. They must say what's going to happen with the fund, how the fund pays out. All of these pieces of information must be in here. He didn't have either one. He said, oh, I have this really great slide deck that they're showing me, all these great pictures. And then he's like, then he finally said to me, well, why would why would there be so many people and why would this be such an elaborate scam? I said, because they're asking you for $100,000.
Of course.
I said, if they were asking you for $3,000, it would be nothing. Who cares?
Everybody, you know? Five people need to eat.
Yeah. But plus, right? So think about this. They if they do this to 20 people, how much is that? That's $2 million. So they could scam $2 million out of people. And you know what? By the time any of them even realize what's happening, these people have gone to an island somewhere, taken their $2 million or more, if they scam more people, and taken all their money. This is called the Nigerian prince scam. Give me $100,000 and I'll give you $10 million.
Yeah. It's
the Nigerian prince scam.
Makes any sense.
Absolutely not.
Exactly. And why would somebody who owns a $20 million building will have a problem to get $100,000.
Well, exactly. And then she's talking to, she say, well, the bank won't lend them the, this is, I mean, just, it went crazy. The bank won't lend them the money to build the place unless I give them $100,000.
Now that doesn't make any sense either.
It's like, it does, but not serious? With those numbers. Everybody wants to see that you are investing yourself before they're bringing you money. They want to see, not everybody, but people right. like to see if you can put something for yourself. 20 million? Nobody wants to see if you can put $100,000. It doesn't make any sense.
No, of course not. And then it's I went on, and then I actually started, like, there's some programs that I have that I could do investigations on people. So I actually started using this program. I started investigating these people. Well, the banker that, you know, apparently this guy spoke to, now this guy thinks he's doing due diligence by talking to all those scammers. I mean, all the scammers are like, yeah, keep talking to me, because the more you talk to me, the more I'm convincing you that you're going to lose all your money. Right? So he's talking to all these scammers, and I look up the banker. The banker isn't even a banker. She has three different profiles on Facebook talking about three different things she does, including making jewelry at home.
Oh, wow.
Three different
sure.
profiles.
I'm pretty wow. sure she makes jewelry.
Yeah, yeah
she probably does. She's
but that's the only thing she does.
She's going to need to make silver bracelets soon
yes.
for her partners, because that's what. And it was like, it was insane. It was like, now I somewhere along the middle, I realized the guy was like, you know, holy cow, you know, you just saved me $100,000. But his cognitive dissonance was so heavy that he wanted me to continue proving that these guys were ripping him off. Till I finally said, you know, I can't prove it anymore. I said, if you're that dumb and you
exactly.
think and you think that there's any value in here, please give these guys $100,000 and let me know what happens to your money that you'll never see again.
He's not dumb. He believed he's doing the deal of the century.
Right.
He couldn't let it go.
Exactly, right.
He couldn't let it go.
Exactly. He couldn't let it go. I have a feeling he's listening too, and if he wants to call in, he can too. But 855-939-1137 is the phone number. 855-939-1137 is the phone number. Now, I also came across a couple of people I know, and please do not mention names. It's really important that we're doing things that I like these people. I believe their intention is 100% good. But their paperwork was so bad that their paperwork will put them in jail. I mean, we'll literally put them in jail. So if you're not going to put the time to hire an attorney to do your paperwork, or know that, or understand your paperwork, or even understand how to write your paperwork, you're going to end up in jail, because you're going to make some promise that yeah. all of a sudden you can't keep, because the paperwork shows the promise, and you can't make that promise, and someone's going to get mad. And the SEC is going to fine you hundreds of millions of dollars. And then, if you're lucky, you won't go to jail, but you're probably going to jail. You're probably going to jail for 8 to 15 years. So I'm telling you right now, you got to make sure that you know what you're doing. In fact, if anybody out there is, you know, in the middle of about to give somebody that they just met, and I mean just met maybe a month or two ago, a lot of money, make sure you reach out to me. And I'll talk to you and make sure that you're not going to get robbed, because this is insane. It's happening over and over again. We have one student. I can't tell you who it is, but the great student, right? They put up $40,000 into an investment. $40,000. And you don't hear the craziest part? They heard about this investment from a radio host in New Jersey.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So there's some radio host in New Jersey who interviewed some guy, some real estate investor. So the radio host and the real estate investor are friends, right? And this guy interviewed, and I can't remember who he was, but he's some famous radio place and some famous radio host in New Jersey. He interviewed this guy about this deal. And which as soon as the guy says, hey, if you want to get involved in this deal, call me, that's illegal. So, of course, these guys are listening to the show.
Even if it's not a fund, even if it's
it doesn't matter.
You can't solicit.
Yeah.
You can't, yeah, absolutely not. I can't say, you know, give me $50,000 for an investment. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I could borderline say I'm looking for money, borderline. Yeah. But you, I mean, like for
not
for
actually
just,
ask.
For just a loan.
Yeah.
Like so I'm so on the air. If I'm looking for a loan, I can borderline. I got to be really, really careful what I say.
Yeah.
But if I'm ever in a fund or anything that has to do with any money that's not a direct loan, like one-on-one loan, you're lending me money. That becomes a security, and the SEC does not like anyone doing anything like that. So these guys, they put up a whole bunch of money. They were promised the paperwork. I read it. It said, you give us $40,000, we will give you $100,000 a year later. I mean, come on. That's what the paperwork said? So who wouldn't do that? But why are you doing it from some schmuck who doesn't know anything about real estate?
But they know what the money is going for?
No.
So for
they have a piece of paper. It's a one-page piece of paper that literally says, you give us, I mean, you know, not literally, but pretty much summary says, you give us 40 grand now, and a year later we'll give you 100 grand. So what? Now what happens when they don't give you the 100 grand? What are you going to do?
No, I guess nothing.
You have no recourse whatsoever.
If it's for a property, you can take the property. If you have a promissory.
If you have a promissory note, a mortgage is very, very different. And that's why whenever I borrow money from somebody, it's always with a promissory note, always with a mortgage. The mortgage gets recorded, and I cannot sell that property without letting that person know that I'm selling the property. And if they want their money back at that point, they get their money back at that point. That's how it works. That's how we teach it. That's what we teach. We teach everything about ethics. I mean, this is why we have 200 five-star Google reviews, and you know, some of these other people have, you know, have horrible reviews.
I think
we teach everything the ethical way to do it, and it's so important. By the way, for you guys who are just listening, we're Investor Schooling, and my name is Larry Steinhaus. I'm the CEO of Investor Schooling. I'm here with Dr. Deb and Omri, and we're discussing ripoffs. So if you've ever been ripped off, or you think you're going to be ripped off, call to the show. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. You can also take a complimentary class this Thursday at Investor Schooling at 7 o'clock right here in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And I'm telling you, the things you're going to learn are going to blow your mind. What do you think of Thursday's class?
Thursday's class I thought was pretty good. So for those of you that don't know, I brought my daughter in. She actually came in because she's been taking an economics class at school. So she's been coming home and she's like, Mom, I learned this, I learned this, I learned that. And she said something to me about wanting to, you know, do I have a Roth IRA set up? I'm like, yes, I already have one set up for you. And she's like, oh, my teacher said I should put money in Vanguard. I said, no, we're not putting money in Vanguard. So she actually came into class on Thursday and was asking some questions. And she's taken a bunch of notes, which was really awesome to see. And then she sends me this little sign that says Economics Part 2, which was great. And then last night when she got home from work, we were talking about all the things that she had learned at school, which was fantastic. And then she's like, am I allowed to come back to the school? And I'm like, yeah, you can come back under me. So
she can come back anytime.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, it was just cool to see because my daughter's only 17. So she was super excited to start learning. And what was great was that she went back to her teacher and she's like, well, you know, with this whole Vanguard thing, there's all kinds of fees and things. And if you don't make your money back, and her teacher responded, well, I've never had a problem with Vanguard. Not like, hey, let's go through this. And then she was touting about you, Larry, which was great. She's like, well, I hear, you know, it was, you know, my mom works for this guy and, you know, he teaches adults how to do finances and he has a whole school dedicated to teaching adults and maybe he needs to come in here and teach a class. And so I'm not sure how that went over with her teacher, but she was like super excited.
You know, the ego of the teacher like goes, no way.
Yeah, I thought it was great. And then what was even better was that she was working last night and I guess Investor Schooling, one of the ads were on the radio, like came on the radio, and she's like, my mom works for that guy, I saw him last night, it was really good. So, you know, here you got the 17 year old like praising you, was singing your praises.
I have a new fan.
So I thought it was really great. So I was excited to see her so excited about something that I've been trying to get my kids involved in, and because they have like up to now they've had no interest, but it's cool to see her getting excited about, you know, Mom, I want to put money away in a Roth. And I'm like, all right, you know, it's already set up, we can do this, we can do that. So it was pretty cool to see.
Excellent.
I think that's the first thing we need to tell people when they come here, especially for Thursday.
What's that?
They need to come with the most open mind they can.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Because people come with so many assumptions about what they should do with their money and where is the safe place for money. And then they come here and their mind is blown away.
Absolutely.
Why?
Wasn't it funny that I proved to that woman in class that the amateur real estate agent who was 20, real estate investor who was 22 years old, who was totally unconfident and totally incompetent about investing in real estate at the moment, right, was a better choice to invest with him as a private lender, that is only, than putting their money in Vanguard. And by the time I was done, she was like, wow, you're right. It is a better choice. Yeah. Now, you need, there's a lot of background to that. So you guys are thinking that, yeah, after I just did that whole thing about ripping people off. But there's a whole background. There's a whole reason why that makes more sense. So you need to understand the whole reason. But let's do this real quick. Let's take a commercial break and we'll come back and we'll talk some more about this. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. Are you afraid of the Great Reset? Well, the Great Reset won't apply to those who own real assets. At Investor Schooling, we teach you how to own real assets like real estate, gold, silver, and other investments, including stocks, stock options, and even the basics of cryptocurrency. We even teach you how to pay thousands less in taxes legally. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. This is Larry Steinitz, and you have probably heard my radio shows and listened to my great advice on how you can make more money and pay less taxes. Well, I just finished writing a book on all things I teach at Investor Schooling and on my radio shows. This book is called Money Hacks, and you want a copy of this book, and you can pre-order this book wherever books are sold. Look for Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz. Hey, it might even be a tax deduction. Order Money Hacks by Larry Steinitz wherever books are sold, and come see me at Investor Schooling. This is Larry Steinitz with Investor Schooling. The opportunity to retire with a great big real estate portfolio is coming quickly, and you want to learn how to do it. We all know the downturn is around the corner. What does that mean to you? You need to learn how to take advantage of this opportunity, like how to buy discounted properties with absolutely no money out of your pocket. Can it be done? Yes, it can. Can you learn how to do it? Yes, you can. Go to InvestorSchooling.com and find out how you can attend a complimentary class this Thursday. InvestorSchooling.com. All right, everybody, welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinitz. I'm here with the giggling Dr. Deb Anderson, and I'm here with
the chewing,
Ami Murad. I mean, they don't listen. They don't listen to instructions. You know, John Cole, our producer, says 10 seconds, and Ami starts chewing, and Debbie starts giggling. I'm like, wait a minute, guys, don't you understand? You need to start thinking about what's coming up.
I was pretty sure we're muted because you started to discuss commercials, so I didn't know.
So it's like, you know, it's like, wow, you know.
Well,
you've been doing this show at least once or twice before, Ami, right?
I keep getting told I have a great laugh, so, you know, my giggling should, like, go with the flow.
I tell you what, we should just say that the show is at 11 and come here and start to talk at 10 and not know that the show is actually live.
That's a good idea.
Because every time we talk before the show and during the commercial,
I gotta tell them to be quiet.
Exactly, because it's so funny.
All right, I also want to let everybody know 855-939-1137. What are we giving away? We're giving away tickets to the Money Multiplier.
Yes, please.
Okay. Yes, let's give away.
All right. So here's what we got. We got an event coming up on November 11th. And November 11th is the Money Multiplier Workshop. We do this workshop quarterly, and every time we do it, it's different. So even if you've been there before, you want to go. The tickets are $147 per person, and we are giving away tickets for what? What do we have to do? Oh, I got it. I'm going to have a little bit of fun now since we got 20 minutes left, and we went through the whole serious thing.
It involved me for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. So we probably have some fans of the show. You think we have fans of the show at 10 o'clock in the morning?
We have people responding, so we must have people saying.
Because, I mean, I know at 2 o'clock we have, you know, everybody was expecting our show.
Yeah.
All right, but let's do this. Let's play a game of Kill, Marry,
or
Kiss.
Kill, marry, or kiss.
Okay. Yeah, so, kill, marry, or kiss.
So I know you mentioned this a couple days ago, and I had absolutely no idea what you're talking about. So this
is, and you've forbidden us to check Google.
Hold on. So everybody write down this phone number because we're going to have a little bit of fun. 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. So for you guys out there who know what kill, marry, or kiss is, this is how it works. Real simple. I want you to call in, and I don't care what you say. If you call in, and you answer who you would kill, who you would marry, and who you would kiss of the three of us, then you get tickets to the Money Multiplier. So you're going to call and you're going to say, hey, you know, you would kiss Dr. Deb, you would kill Ami, and you would marry me. That's perfect.
Who is calling?
So 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137, kill, marry, or kiss. Now, you can call in for other reasons, too, but I'm going to ask you that, too.
Sure.
So we'll have a little bit of fun. Let's see if anybody actually calls in and have some fun with this. And you're going to get tickets to the Money Multiplier. And the Money Multiplier event, we have expert speakers talking about all things about money that I guarantee you didn't know. I'm telling you, this is going to be a wild, it's going to be a wild time, and this is going to be a wild next 20 minutes. What do you think, Deb?
It would be fun.
So now you know what kill, marry, or kiss is.
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I just want to add for people that come to the Money Multiplier, they have to come with an empty mind.
Open mind, Ami.
With an open mind and be ready to learn the best thing they ever heard. I am there every mastermind and every money multiplier, and I still...
You learn something new every time,
every
right?
time they talk about the life insurance, I do the math on the paper and I said, how can it be?
Right.
How
exactly.
can it be
exactly.
so good? Every time exactly. I put and I took a, I take a house or I take a car, I take an example and I do it on the paper and I said, no, it can't be done.
So I have to tell you, I get really frustrated, and I'll tell you why. Because my oldest took that same economics class with that idiot instructor.
All right, hold on. We actually have a student on the line. So this is interesting. So before I bring Mel on, I'm just going to tell you. So you can connect Mel, but hold on, Mel. Don't talk for a minute. So Mel is one of our students, and he just bought a deli, yeah. and he just bought a restaurant, a bar. So what's going on, Mel?
Just checking in. It's my first time listening to your show in the morning, and I have an empty mind too.
I'm still waiting for the meatballs. I mean,
so we still haven't got any food. We have
nothing.
To go get food.
Yeah, it's always the same.
So you guys understand? There's like 1,000. There's at least three other people. There's 1,000 minus three people. No, whatever. There's three people listening to us right now. So you need to explain when you say why. You know what are you talking about meatballs? So Mel is a student, and you've been a student for how long now, Mel?
Probably, I think, 6 months.
All right. Yeah, and how much real estate did you buy before you were a student?
None.
All right. Now you have a deli, and you own the building, and now you have a bar. Did you close in the bar yet?
In 2 weeks.
Okay, so you're closing a bar in 2 weeks, right? So this is just, I mean, this to me is just so much fun to talk to students who are super successful. And, I just need the little pump here for a second. How'd you learn how to do that?
from investor schooling with Larry.
See? Now, who would you marry, who would you kiss, and who would you kill?
Well, I'd have to marry Deb.
Just for context, his girlfriend is also named Deb.
Yeah, that's interesting, right? Yeah. That's right. So it might even be that he wasn't even talking about
it. Yeah, that's what I mean. I think he's talking about me.
Hold on. Out of the three of you?
For a moment, I think you're gender neutral, you know?
Right. Oof. I. You know what? I'd marry Omri, and I'd kill Larry.
No ticket neutral. For you.
Deb's over there laughing.
Mel, I have to say thank you for the green card.
The green card?
Yeah, he's marrying me.
Oh, that's right. There you go. So I love it. So why don't you give a big plug for your deli right now and tell everybody where they can go to get the best. I mean, I'm seeing pictures. I know you're far from me, and I can't wait to come visit.
Yeah.
But I've seen the pictures of the best hamburgers I've ever seen in my life, and I want to go get my belly fat by your Fat Belly's Deli. So tell us everybody about it.
And also, when people can hang out with the mayor.
Oh yeah, the mayor.
The mayor was in yesterday, and he has awesome. Nothing but positive. He loves what I'm cooking. So,
awesome.
Deb and I are doing a great job with our menu and creating burgers, and she's super creative. I mean, I can't do the things that she does. So,
awesome.
We're up here in Minersville. Let's see, it's on 439 Hefner Street in Minersville. We're kind of on the other side of town. We're not on the main street, but we have a lot of foot traffic here. And every day we have specials. We just started doing breakfast at 9 o'clock. Let's see what else. We hired two people, and they're going to be trained to do closing, so we don't have to stay here all day.
Fantastic.
And we're going to transition that to going from here in the morning to the second restaurant in the afternoon, which will be different hours. Those hours will be like 3 to 10, let's say.
Cool. All right, so how can people go? So what's the address of the deli? What's phone number, website? Give yourself a plug, man.
Well, we're on Facebook under Fat Belly's Deli. And the phone number, I don't know off the top of my head. Let me just see real quick.
What's the address?
5508. All right,
and what's the address?
439 Hefner Street Minersville.
Awesome, man. Well, you keep up. Good luck, man. We keep. We want to hear more about your success. We'll have you call in a couple of months later. I want to hear more about the success. That'd be awesome, man. And
Right. I wanted to say one other thing. You know, sure. When I first joined your school, I was very skeptical. And the more I listened from Deb and the more I went to class and learned, the more I took all the rules that you're telling us to use, they apply. And I hope Deb won't be upset when I say this, but we walked out of that closing with a little bit of money in our pocket, and we put none of our own down. So that happened.
That sounds like my teaching.
Yes.
So you bought a deli with no money out of your pocket, and you left with money in your pocket.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that amazing?
And the property.
And the property.
Amazing.
The property, the deli, the business, right? And he's making a lot of money doing this. I mean, you know, he comes in, I can see him. His pockets are full of money.
All right, man.
All right, man.
All right, well, thanks for letting me talk.
Thanks, buddy. I really appreciate the call, too.
We're excited for you guys. We're really excited for you guys.
Keep it up.
Yeah.
And we will see you on Monday night's Mastermind.
And I want a prenup for the marriage.
Why would you want a prenup? He has more than you now.
Yeah,
he has
a deli. He's got
exactly.
more than you.
All right, take care, man. All right. Anybody else want to call in? 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Tell us who you would kill, marry, or kiss, and you'll get free tickets to the Money Multiplier. You get two free tickets to Money Multiplier worth almost $300. 855-939-1137. We actually have Matt from Bucks County. What's going on, Matt?
Yes, hello. Also, another student calling in.
Everybody wants to put their plugs in now.
There we go.
Well, go ahead, Matt. Tell us about your experience.
So I attended the Money Multiplier back in August. Came with my girlfriend, and it was a really great day. And our minds were blown by the different strategies for wealth creation and money multiplying with that. Shortly after we became students, so we've been students for just over a month now. And I made my first precious metals purchase just the other day, and they finally came in. So I did that, and I'm getting that moving while I'm starting to learn about some of the other things like real estate and stock options, which are still, you know, very new to me. So I'm not rushing into that, but so far it's been a blast, and I enjoy the classes every week. So yeah, it's a good time.
Awesome, man. All right. Why don't you give your plug? Wait, no. First of all, you can't give your plug until you tell us who you would kill, marry, or kiss.
So I have to apologize, Omri, rest in peace, but you have to be killed in this one.
Kill the immigrant.
That's mainly, no, it's just I don't want to argue with you for the rest of eternity, because we're both very stubborn people. And I would have to marry Larry, so that way I can, you know, become the benefactor or his next of kin for all the stuff he's amassing. And sorry, Deb, but we got a kiss.
Just don't tell your girlfriend.
No. she'll hear it once I get home.
Don't go home.
All right, we don't need to take your information down. Did you already sign up for the Money Multiplier, Matt?
I did not, no.
All right, so
we'll take care of it. So
on Monday, just remind Deb, and we're going to give you a couple of free tickets for you and your girlfriend, because you called in. Just like I said, I should have said two students were excluded, but I have no problem with that.
I know,
because
right?
I'm loving these things. But real quick, Matt, you have a business in Bucks County. Why don't you plug it?
Yes, I do. Yeah, my business that I've owned and operated since 2016 is Weedman Lawn Care and Mosquito Hero of Bucks in Montgomery County, and we provide environmentally responsible fertilization, weed control, and integrated pest management services for residential and commercial properties all throughout Bucks and Montgomery County.
So you make people's grass look better, huh?
Absolutely. Improve their curb appeal, get rid of their weeds, their crabgrass, and make their lawn habitable so that way they're not going out and getting bit by fleas, ticks, and mosquitoes.
All right, if somebody wants to hire you, how can they contact you?
They can contact us on our website. It would be weedman.com, or they could call us directly. Our office number is 215-968-1845, 215-968-1845.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you on Monday. All right, now we have to put out a blast to all our students that says, yes, we need sponsorships, and you could pay and have your commercials in our show.
I blame you. you made too many people successful, so now everybody call and they want to brag about their success.
I love it. Oh,
that's
wait,
exactly how it is.
Wait, we got this is wild. We got Tim from Hawaii. That's kind of cool.
That's cool.
What's going on, Tim? Tell us what's going on, man.
Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
You know, it's funny. I know this is. There's another student.
Oh, okay.
Another brand new student, baby, first on the boat. What, two awesome, weeks in man. Now?
I got to tell the audience, this was not planned.
No.
I mean, it may sound like it even, but it was absolutely not planned. We're just having a blast. Now, you know, you're a brand new student. You're like maybe a week or two, right?
Barely 10 days.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't even know if you can answer the question who you would kill, marry, or kiss.
Yeah, you know, I kissed a girl and I like it, so I'm definitely going to kiss Deb. Nah, you're going to get kissed. Armory, I'm sorry, we're going to have to go see your maker, and I definitely want to go ahead and marry Larry so we can have some precious little doggies and we can take over the world as a power couple. So that's my living my best dream right there. Yep, so
right now, the people at WPHC are going, what did we do?
What did we start? It's a trap.
So tell us about your experience, Tim. What's going on, man?
So far, I'm helping small businesses leverage their personal credit to get business credit and doing a lot of travel hacking. I plan on coming to Pittsburgh in November myself. I'm using
Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. But don't put the wrong
Philadelphia.
Flight. Philadelphia.
You'll be in Pittsburgh.
You'll be driving 8 hours to get here.
Oh, no. I'm going to definitely fly into Philly and have me a good old time. Got to find some good food to eat instead of island food here in Hawaii because it's very boring.
Were you with us?
So hopefully I can find something good.
Were you with us on the Thursday at the Thursday night class?
Not this one. I was in the week prior.
Oh, you missed a good one. Go back and watch
it. You missed a very good one.
Go back and watch it. It was a really good one. It was an ad hoc class. It was really, really good. So I'll tell you what you should do. Real quick. So I'll tell you a little bit about Tim. So you guys know about my credit building, right? I now have $900,750 worth of available credit on credit cards. Well, when I met Tim, we started talking, and Tim has a business that he kind of does what I do, but takes it to an extreme. So he helps people build credit like crazier than I do. Now, it's really weird because, you know, my numbers are just so high because I've been doing it for so long. But I actually wonder if he's doing some things that I'm not doing yet. So we may actually have Tim talk a little bit about that at the Money Multiplier as well.
Okay,
so that might be a little bit neat too. So real quick, Tim, we got a couple of people on hold, so I just want to push you a little bit. So your business is called what?
It's Tim Feisner Consulting. And I just help people leverage their personal credit, especially if they have a business, to get business funding. So we're moving you from the personal side to the business side.
Awesome,
and you can
man.
Do the same thing on your personal, but with your business.
Absolutely, man. All right, cool. We'll see you on Monday. And real quick, before we go to Marianne, just want to let everybody know, you're listening to Investor Schooling Live. We teach people how to invest in real estate, how to invest in the stock market, how to buy delis, how to buy bars, how to build credit. I mean, what don't we do?
Bowling alleys.
That's right.
Exactly,
we have another guy who bought a bowling alley.
Right.
One of our students bought a bowling alley recently. I mean, it's just, I'm like, I walk into class. So you guys know the most exciting thing to me is watching the students grow. And I love it. I mean, now I walk in like, this guy's got a bowling alley. This guy's got a bar. And these are people who have never invested in real estate before in their entire life, which is so exciting. So I just love this company. InvestorSchooling.com if you want to take a class this Thursday. I'm telling you, it's a free class. Look, you don't leave your credit card home on Thursday. Bring it on Monday. But leave it on Thursday, and you'll be able to see firsthand what we do.
You just owe it to yourself.
All right, we got Marianne from New Jersey. What's going on, Marianne?
Hey there.
Are you a student, too?
It's Marianne from New Jersey.
Are you a student, too?
No, I came to a couple of classes classes. A couple you weren't there, so I never saw some, I don't know, the Monday class or something like that.
Okay.
You weren't there.
Well, everyone's trying to take a day off.
I'm not blaming you.
And you had some competent people there, like Dr. Deb, who's brilliant. She's always the smartest person in the room because she has a PhD. And then, of course, if Ami was anywhere near you, I hope you didn't learn anything from him.
So,
Marianne,
what's going on? It was just a lot of things at one time. you know. Gotcha. So I guess I was overwhelmed with all that. With
so do you want to go? You want to go to the Money Multiplier again for free? A complimentary ticket from us.
So is the Money Multiplier? What is the? I never went to a Money Multiplier, so I don't.
It's a full day event.
What are you indicating?
I'm sorry. What's that?
I'm sorry. I didn't know if it's a class, the one of the classes, or is that something else? The Money Multiplier.
It is something else. It's a full day event on Saturday, November 11th. We're going to have multiple speakers. Tim, who you just heard a couple of minutes ago, will probably be speaking as well about building some credit as well. We have people who will talk about retirement, people who talk about IRAs, people who talk about how to raise money for anything that you need to raise money for. It's going to be an incredible day. And if you can make it, I don't want to give you the ticket unless you can make it because, you know, we only have 75 tickets available. We can't, you know, that's it. And then after that, we're sold out. So, and we already sold something like half of them or something like that already.
Yeah.
So we're giving some away. Can you make it on November 11th is the first question.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So now I have a question for you, right? In order to qualify, you have to answer this question. Who would you kill, who would you marry, and who would you kiss out of the three of us?
Okay, so I want to kiss the doctor.
Dr. Dev, all right.
Is it Omar?
Omri.
Omri. And I don't want to say that other word, but it begins with a K, Dr. Stein House.
Wait, I mean, me? You want to kill me?
Yeah.
She wants to kill me. And you want to
marry... No, it's just a K word.
I can understand why you want to marry Omri. I can understand why you might have married Omri. He has that great voice. Tell everybody the phone number.
855-939-1137.
Oh, man, voice, you should see what he did to the microphone just now.
He's got the voice.
All right, Marianne. So, stay on the line. John's going to take your information, and we're gonna get you tickets. Somebody will call you on Monday and tell you how you're going to get your tickets. It's pretty easy. It's just going to be online anyway. So, Marianne, thank you so much. We totally appreciate you. You're awesome, and we look forward to seeing you in the Money Multiplier.
All right. You're awesome too.
Well, you wanted to kill me, so I can't be that awesome.
Yeah, but it could be an awesome kill.
Well, wait. Hold on. Okay, wait. What would you use? What would you be your weapon of choice?
I would have to tickle you to death.
Oh.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to go with that one.
I have no idea.
Hey, Linda,
I don't want to do the other. My husband, my wife,
I want to make sure she wasn't listening, because if you're going to tickle me to death, you know, she might get jealous. All right, Marianne, we'll see you soon. Thank you so much. All right, anybody else want to call in? We got about 5 minutes left. 855-939-1137. Go ahead, Omri. What's the number?
855-939-1137.
Oh, say it again.
855-939-1137.
I want to marry you too, man, with that voice.
But I don't want to kill you, so this is the problem.
Well, yeah, but you never mind. I think he missed the point.
Yeah.
So good.
Oh, another, yeah, I love those shows.
Another insane show.
Exactly.
I love it.
We had real estate, and we had money.
And we talked about
that. So we checked all the boxes today.
Absolutely.
We're very good. I know.
Did we do good?
I think so.
We got like 5 minutes left, so if there's something so. You want to
Marianne just said that she was blown away last time she was here.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And
people need to understand, when they come to the Money Multiplier, they will be blown away. I said open mind, an empty mind. They need to come with an empty mind because they had so much knowledge to suck that
day. That's very true, too.
Oh, my God.
And here's a cool thing, too, that it's optional. It's not for the people who are winning, but it's an optional. If you wanted to, optional, you can actually have dinner with the speakers afterwards. So there's a choice for that.
Yeah.
So actually, you can go to the number 4MMW.com, the number 4MMW.com, so 4MMW.com, and you can sign up right now for the Money Multiplier. And if you don't want to call in and get a free ticket, but you can call, you can buy the ticket, and if you use the coupon code EARLYBIRD, and it's one word, EARLYBIRD, you actually get $50 off, too. So that would be pretty cool, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And come with us for dinner later.
And come with us for dinner later. Can you imagine hanging out with Omri and listening to that voice the whole time?
Ooh.
You know, I have Omri's voice EQ'd a certain way. He's really not that sexy voice.
No, I'm not. So annoying.
couple of people online. I just wanted to say hello to real quick. We have, oh, we have, actually, look at some, we had, I didn't even realize we had,
Dev was on.
We had Mel's partner or Mel's girlfriend was listening to it too. We have Kimmy, who's always a great, student. She comes in all the time. She always has a lot of fun. And we had Sal saying hi, and we have a couple other people saying hi. Michael saying hi. He's asked us a question. You know what, Michael? I don't answer questions on Facebook. I asked you to call in because it's more fun when you call in.
Yeah.
So 855-939-1137. If you want to call in, you got 2 minutes to call in, and I'll try to answer your question for you. But call in 855-939-1137. All right. Now, we got 2 minutes. I want to talk real quick about this transition from TD Ameritrade to Charles Schwab.
No.
I am miserable.
I am
absolutely miserable. So we've been teaching for years. We've been teaching to use the TD Ameritrade program or platform for trading because it was so easy. So easy. I mean, really so easy. And now they switched over to Charles Schwab. And I am literally so frustrated that there are times I actually like just want to stop trading options because it's so hard. It's not hard. I shouldn't say it's hard. It's just so frustrating on their app. You know, it's like, to me, it was so simple on the TD Ameritrade app. Everything I saw was right there in a window. But the problem is now where I have it with the Charles Schwab, you got to go from click to click to click to click to click. So I'm still evaluating. I've been evaluating Charles Schwab, evaluating Fidelity's platform, which I like a little bit better than Charles Schwab so far. Robinhood is awful. I mean, I don't know how anybody does this. All it is commercials. You got to get past the commercials in order to get to your screens. So that's how they're making their money. That's why they do free trades, because they bombard you with all these commercials on your thing, which is terrible. So, and then I'm going to look at one other, and then I'm going to make the decision for the school which one I'm going to recommend. I don't care what they use, but which one I'm going to recommend. So it's just been crazy. I just don't like it. All right, I think we got about, we probably got about a minute and a half, I think. Is that correct, John? Are we out at 10:59:30? Is that right? Oh, 59. So we actually got 45 seconds. That's pretty cool.
So Omri's going to start talking right now.
No, be quiet. You want to say hello to Maddie before I go into the end of the show?
I don't know if she's on, but Maddie, if you're listening, I love you, sweetheart.
She left you the sweetest notes.
She did. Right. She left me a sweet
note. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show. This is Investor Schooling Live. I am Larry Steinitz. I am the CEO of Investor Schooling. And you can take a complimentary class this Thursday at investorschooling.com. That's investorschooling.com. You'll get to come in and you'll get to see Dr. Deb. And you get to listen to Omri's voice. Omri, we actually have him come up front and do the phone number every once in a while, just so everybody gets excited. We have a class again this Thursday night, complimentary class, the Money Multiplier. Go to 4mmw.com and you can get tickets to that. We will see you this Thursday. Take care, everybody.
This program is paid for by Investors Schooling. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Investors Schooling or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.